Blog Talk Radio.
Aaliyah Myth on Fire Inspired here tonight with the topic of positivity for these times. So, you know, we are hearing the news and we're seeing all this stuff about the coronavirus, but you're hearing very little about who our Father is or who, what's keeping you encouraged, what's keeping you positive, what's keeping you in a place of sanity when everything else is haywire, right? So tonight's topic, the Lord put on my heart that we are going to talk about positivity, anything that you want to share that's keeping you sane, okay, or keeping you encouraged, things that you're doing, whatever you want to share tonight, that's what we're going to be doing, because what we're doing, our gift tonight or our goal tonight is to share and encourage somebody else, because what you're saying, great evening, everybody, hey, Trina, hey, Lita, thank you so much for joining. Whoever's joining in tonight, you know, you don't know what they're going through. You don't know what they're facing. So your response, whether you dial in and say it via the radio at 929-477-2178, if you want to be able to grasp both, or you can just type it in and I'll actually read it and we'll do feedback like that. Okay. So tonight is definitely interactive. So I don't need y'all to be getting, stage fright-ish. Because all you got to do is type, okay? I'll read it if you don't want to dial in and talk. But tonight we're going to be talking about what are you doing to stay encouraged? What are you doing to stay positive? What are you doing to stay empowered? Again, I am Aaliyah. Hey, Mr. Unstoppable, great evening to you. Welcome. Thank you for joining our broadcast tonight. So share with us something that you all are doing to stay positive or some word of encouragement to the person that's actually watching that's saying, you know what, I don't know what I'm going to do. Well, I need you to be that person to, like, light a fire for them, to help them say, hey, it's all well, it's all good. You know, I'm always chipper because I already understand who I am and whose I am. Hey, Tiger. So understanding that, what are you doing to stay positive? Again, y'all can type it in on the in the notes. Or you can dial in and be on the radio show at 929-477-2178. Press option one and I'll actually bring you live. They'll hear you on the Facebook Live through the radio show. So it's up to you. If you have stage fright, just type and I'll read it. If you don't have stage fright, dial me at 929-477-2178. Press option one and I'll bring you on. Hey, Miss Kendra. Turned off the virus coverage and just worked today, okay? Progress in getting things done brought positivity today. Amen. Telling my staff I value them. I love that. I love that. Told your staff that you value them. People need to be reminded that they are valued, that they are important, that they're worthy, and that there's worth in them. Hey, everybody, thank you for joining us. So what is it that you're doing today to keep you in that place of positivity, to keep you in that place of being uplifted, or what can you share to uplift somebody else? So what is it that y'all want to share tonight? I want y'all to come on back and forth with me tonight. So either you're typing in or you're dialing at 929-477-2178. So let's chat. So for me, what I've been doing was, like Pastor Ricky said, I have cut off the TV. Me personally, I cut the TV off. Now, you, of course, check updates and stuff, but I've cut the TV off. With my worship music, I'm playing my motivational music or inspirational music, and I'm just enjoying life and enjoying God. What is it that you guys are doing? I started a prayer group at my job, but we do not do it virtually. Okay, but we do it virtually. A prayer group for her job, and they do it virtually. That's beautiful. I love it. I'm coaching clients on the 19 things you can do at home during COVID-19. Creative. You know what? God is allowing us in this time that we're home to use that creativity that's already on the inside of us, but we've been running and running and doing this and doing that, and you can't even hear your own thoughts, no less to get creative. So he's saying, okay, be still. And as you're in that place of stillness, what are you doing? Yes. Resting in the Lord. All right, Miss Kendra, that's what I'm talking about. So what are you doing? This is the perfect time to those projects that you've been putting off, those household projects or whatever. That's perfect time to get it done. Sometimes, you got to be in the mood to do some of the bigger projects. But, hey, this is the time. Hey, Alicia. Yes, I tell all my staff that they are the business, and we are strong together and stronger together than apart. Amen. Welcome, Kim. Hey, everybody, as you're joining in on the show, we are reading I Am Zion by Apostle Eckhart. Okay, I love it. Anybody else have anything to share? We're sharing tonight. What are you doing to stay positive in this place that we're in right now? With all the negativity that's in the media and all of this, and it can weigh you down and wear you down. What are you doing to stay positive, or what is it that you can share to encourage someone else that may be watching right now? And guys, do me a favor, hit the share button, because somebody else needs to be encouraged and they need to hear what you're saying, or actually hear what you're saying through your typing, and I'm actually sharing for you guys. I want to start planting corn. Okay, yes, perfect timing. Hey, Deacon. Hey, everybody, as you're joining. Hey, my brother Jose. As you guys are joining in, we are talking about everything positive. We're encouraging each other. We're uplifting each other. And we are doing the opposite of what we're seeing in the media, right? So what is it that you're doing to stay positive? Or what is it that you want to share with someone tonight to keep them in a place of positive, or to uplift them, because they may not be in a positive place? You have some people who've lost jobs. You have some people who just say, you know what, I'm not used to being at home and I don't know what to do. What is it that you can share with them to keep them encouraged, keep them in a place of, moving about and stuff, especially for those who are in grief or just recently lost loved ones? Now, that may be hard for them to be stuck in the house, and they just lost loved ones. So what can you share with different people? Everybody's in different places. Please read Exodus. It will bless your soul. Amen. Thank you so much for that. Tiger, we remain a vessel to be filled with learning towards our walk to the Most High. Amen. Great evening to you, Kimberly. As God was sharing with me to do this topic, he said, hey, cousin. He said that we are the lifeline. There's a scripture in the Message Bible. I think it's the Message version. It's either Message version or Amplified version. And he called us lifeline. And he said, so tonight what you're going to do is you're going to bring all these lifelines together to empower the people, to encourage the people, and show them that it ain't all bad, although you see what's just bad, right? Hearing God more clearly, I'm reading stories. Story genius to help me write the book God assigned me to write. Amen. Amen. I've had people tell me about the Netflix movie. Somebody can tell me the name of it. I can't think of it. But the one with Madam C.J. Walker, the episodes, they said that for them, they know that there's an entrepreneur lying on the inside of them. And so what was that was doing was that was pushing and making that baby want to leap, so to speak. So it was awakening the entrepreneur that was already there. Read Psalm 91, your daily scripture. Yes, 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 that's good. Hey, Blossom, how you doing, girl? So, y'all, do this. Share with me, what are you doing to stay encouraged, or what are you self-made? That's the name of it. Yeah, so any of y'all have Netflix, that's what some people have been telling me. If you want to watch self-made and you're an entrepreneur, that would kind of, like, get your wheels going and just really, really encourage you. I haven't watched it yet, but like I said, I haven't done a whole lot of TV. So, but that's encouraging. God is speaking loud and clear. Yes, and now we're in a place that we can listen because we've too darn busy to begin with. So many of us could not hear. We couldn't even hear our own thoughts. No, let's hear him talking to us, right? So I'm excited, y'all, because when I tell you some of the creative ideas that, you know, you're seeing, like for me, a lot of y'all know that I've written books because the show actually came as a book first, On Fire to Inspire. And God gave me words to encourage and empower people through that book. But now he's saying, go back and empower the babies through your first book. And that book is a bilingual sing-along in English and Spanish. So now I'm about to pick that up. And so y'all watch out if y'all got kids, grandkids, or whatever. I'm going to be doing a Zoom, doing a story time Zoom, a free story time Zoom with my children's book. Because these parents are like, Lord, I'm so not used to doing this stay-at-home, this homeschooling. Everybody don't have it in them. And sometimes, you know, they'll tell you, well, my mom, my teacher didn't teach it to me like this. And, you know, you teaching it the way you remember. And it's like, now look him out. So for those of you who just need that little breakaway for a moment, I'm going to be doing that. So y'all keep an eye out. I'm looking at possibly Friday. Doing that then, thinking of noonday. I'm in the creativity mode of how I'm going to do it right now. But that's one of the things I'm doing personally. So what are you guys doing? What are you doing? What do you want to do? How are you encouraging others? Or how can you encourage someone that's watching tonight? How can you be a blessing to them so that they can continue to stay in a place of here versus watching that news back up TV off, y'all, and being down here, because that will straight shut you down. You know, you can't be like right now, y'all feel I'm on 1,000, right? That's because I haven't been watching TV. I am on 1,000, and you know, my energy level is like, woo! But that's because I've been in the face of the Father, and I've been in my worship, and I only keep positivity in my ears. So whether it's conversation or music or whatever, everything's got to be positive, because if it's not, it's going to drain you and dry you out. So I can't help you guys if I'm not in that place, right? So let's see. Yes, I run my own business, and it's hard, but the question is, why do we want to run a business? Okay, when you understand your why, then that'll be your thing to keep you fueled. It's keeping you going. It's keeping when your why is your definition of why you're doing it, you know. Great evening. Hey, Rebecca. Welcome to the show. So tonight we're talking about positivity. How are you staying positive? What do you want to do to share with others? What are you doing? Or what can you add to bring somebody up to a place? Understanding your why. Somebody sent me something today, and it said, stop asking God for this, but ask God, what was I anointed to do? Why did you put me here to, what did you call me to be? And so it's so funny, because when I heard the lady say that, I was like, wow. Because when I was going through understanding my purpose and my identity, I asked God two questions. I said, what did you put breath in this body to do? And what did you put breath in this body to be? Those were my two questions to God. And so as he starts showing me, because see, I thought I knew me. But as he starts showing me, then I start saying, wow, God, really? You want me to do a radio show? Huh? You know, just mm-mm. But social responsibility was my focus. Okay. So in this hour now, we can get creative with how can we do it from afar. For example, my cousin is a family and children's therapist, and you know, people come to them to do therapy. Well, now their company has been able to go completely online, and they can now service the entire state of Florida. So praise God for being able to utilize technology to be able to continue to push you and propel you forward. So what are you doing, and how are you staying in that place of positivity and pushing you into just out of the comfort zone? Because, y'all, we can't be in the comfort zone anymore. We're so beyond that right now. Do something kind while remaining inside. Call your family and check on friends. It costs nothing. Engage with those that are shutting in with you. Amen. Amen. Don't just be on your phones or your tablets or your computers. Engage with your children. Engage with your spouses. Engage with, if you have nieces and nephews that live with you, whatever. Engage with them, because I'm telling you, these little people these days, they have so much knowledge. But it's just like the Bible speaks of the wisdom. You know, they're going to be stronger, but wiser, but weaker. And it's exactly that. But what is it that you can add to, hey, Sandy, what is it that you can add tonight to help somebody stay positive, or share what you've been doing to stay positive? That's what we're talking about tonight, positivity for these times. Yes, we know what we see, but that can't be your focus. You got to have tunnel vision. That's it, tunnel vision. You got to have tunnel vision and just be focused on staying positive. I got to be in a place of staying here so that I can encourage others, because God is using our gifts to help others. Like my gift of exhortation, to encourage and push people to their purpose, or push people to stay hopeful. That's just who I am. I don't try to do that. That's just what God gave me. Yes, tunnel vision. Thanks, Chiblet. So you know, it's time for us to do just that. What are we doing, y'all? Stay positive, to stay hopeful, to stay free. Because, honey, that stuff weigh you down. Staying on that news, it'll weigh you down and make you feel like you're imprisoned. So what are you doing to stay positive? What are you doing to what can you share to stay positive, even if you are not haven't implemented it yet? Because there are some things we're going to all be getting creative. Like I said, we can be working on some projects now. Like I said, I was going to start on my children's book again, kind of focusing in on that again, encouraging people to continue to read books of positivity. I know that there is I wrote a book called The 21-Day Mind Detox. And then I got a sister in Christ that wrote a book called Prayer Mother May Francis. What is Minister Adrienne's book title? She has a book that she recently been posting. And things like that to just kind of keep you lifted and keep you reminded that you're worthy, that, you know what? This situation ain't who you are. It doesn't define who you are. It's not you. And that, you know, it's going to get better. And, y'all, I was watching a video, and someone shared with me of Hezekiah Walker, Bishop Hezekiah Walker's old song, Better. And I was like, wow, I love this. And it was like it showed all of the different – he was like around the globe with the video. And even with Tyler Perry doing, he's got the whole world in his hands, and you got all these different gospel singers and secular singers, people just singing, coming together, and they're singing from their home, but they're singing, he's got the whole world in his hands, and they're just adding little bits of their spins of it. What are you doing to stay positive, guys? Somebody share. To talk, listen, not judge, and support. Yes, and that's key, because a lot of times, you know, the younger people, especially the teenagers, feel like they're being judged with every little thing. I got a teenager myself, so I know. But, you know, and then to encourage these teenagers, because, like, I have a senior, and I don't think that they have called out. Everything's kind of watch it, so to speak, because our graduation ain't until the end of May. But preferably these kids will be able to walk because, you know, this is a great accomplishment for them. And, you know, some of them, like with the colleges, they've already said there will be no ceremonies. But the high schools, I'm hoping these babies get to walk. I mean, I hate to see they not be able to get to walk after all of this, you know, all of their hard work. So great evening to you, Kevin. So if you guys are sharing tonight, we are sharing, what are you doing to stay positive? Or what can you share to encourage or enlighten somebody else tonight? So that's what we're doing tonight. That's positivity for these times. We're not focusing on why we're in our home. We're focusing on what we're doing and who we're worshiping while we're here. I see creativity coming out of this place of solitude, so to speak. I see creativity happening in that people allowing God to show you who you truly are, like I said, that like he showed me, and seeing some other things, some sides of you birth. Like I have a cousin, and y'all, hey, I have a cousin that has a, when I tell you the girl is so organized, she organizes to the 10th degree. And I was like, girl, people wish they were organized. You could have a business organizing people. Because that is a business. That is a business. And so, y'all, sorry about that. Somebody tried to call me on Facebook call. But one of the things we have to do in this hour is understand that it's so much more to us than just going and doing what we've been doing. So allowing at this time, you know, and also, y'all, come on, continue to chime in. What are you doing? Also, what can you share for someone else to keep them encouraged and positive? Let's see here. Every bad experience is a great learning that turns to a positive. So the experience then gives you a deeper understanding and experience to empathize with others. Yes. And, you know, I'm glad you said that, because one of the things I say all the time is there are no failures. There are learning opportunities. I don't look at, you know, I was on a panel at this this women's panel at a men's event. It was, I think it was Men of Vision sponsored. I can't remember the event title or topic, but they had a panel with women. And I had the opportunity to be with Mr. Unstoppable's team. The women were actually, I was part of a women's team. And they asked about something about failure. How to handle failures or whatever. I said, there are no failures. There are learning opportunities, and it's all in how you look at it. And learn from it. How can I do this better? Or nope, won't do that again. You know, learn from what didn't work for you. And some things we may have tried prematurely, and now God may be telling us, you know what, now you have the time and it's quiet. Now you can sit down, be still, and you'll start jotting things down. You see just things, just your pen just moving. And you're like, oh, wow, now I see why that didn't work. Now I see how this can work for me. So there are some ways that you can just really, really get creative. Hey, my sister, how you doing this evening? Welcome to the show. So what is it that you're doing? What is it that you want to do? Or how can you encourage someone else this evening? That's what we're doing tonight. Simply tonight, we're just keeping each other encouraged, keeping each other uplifted, loving on each other, giving each other a big dose of love and hope, because you're not seeing that in the media. You're getting everything but that, right? Hey, Keisha, welcome to the show. Welcome to On Friday Inspire. So what are you doing to stay positive? What are you doing to keep you in this place, in this space? And I got all these people on here that are being very shy, that have not shared. What are you doing to stay positive? Or what are you doing? You know, like I said, the creativity is in the space of where we are right now. It's time to get creative. Now, like I said, some of the things that, some suggestions for those of you who are saying, well, I don't know what I want to do. Like I said, you can listen to some music that's motivational, empowering, encouraging. Do not listen to that music that's going to be making you want to cry and be depressed. No, cut it off. You got to turn on the things that's going to keep you uplifted and inspired. You can start journaling your thoughts, your dreams. Hey, my sister. Journaling your thoughts, your dreams, your goals. Sometimes in that journaling, you'll see some things that was there long ago that's just waking up again. It's time for the awakening to happen in this place of darkness. It's time for that light to shine that you are. Women in your local community can come together and brainstorm. I love it. And instead of competing, now we can collaborate. I love that, Tiger. Instead of competing, we can now collaborate because we can, as a team, can do so much more because we have broader arms and broader reach. You're reading, yes. Reading, journaling, listening to music that's uplifting, creating. Y'all, for people who love to cook, journaling is a great way. Yes, love it, Sandy. For people who love to cook, y'all, you can create dishes and stuff like that. For me, I've been making me some cheese. I love herbal teas and stuff. But I got real creative, y'all. Let me try this in and then try that in it. So by the time I finish with all this, I don't know if anybody else will drink it but me. But it's been fun experimenting, right? For those of you who like making jewelry or whatever, this is the time to create. Whatever it is that you love to do, get creative with it. This is the time. Hey, Monty, welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. So what is it that you're doing to stay positive? What is it you're doing to stay creative? What is it that you're doing to help the next person that's watching that may just be in a slump? And your words of inspiration that you're typing in and sharing can pick them up right now. So for people who love to cook, you can create some new dishes. You love to bake. Hey, invite me over to get a slice because I love it. I can't bake, but I love to cook. Okay, tap color. Okay. Hey, man, that sounds fun. Of course, we can clean our homes and stuff. And then household projects. So if you wanted to build that closet or that shelf or whatever, this is the perfect time. I started making cupcakes from scratch. Okay, that sounds fun. Girl, I wish I was close. I'd be like, oh, get me a key lime. What are you doing? What are you doing to stay encouraged, empowered? What are you doing to just keeping you just up here, keeping you sane for those of you who have a house full of children and you're not used to teaching? Because, guys, the way they're teaching the kids now versus the way we used to learn, like even math, y'all, because I used to do tutoring. And so tutoring the kids and math, and you're teaching math now versus when we were learning it, it's nothing like it. So some of them sometimes may have to show you the way they're doing it with the boxes and all this stuff. And then you'll pick it up and then be able to help them. But, honey, some of that can be kind of stressful when you're trying to figure things out that you're not used to. But, yeah, just breathe because you're going to get through it because it's going to get better. But understand that, you know, don't allow it to frustrate you and stress you out. Just walk away for a moment. Come back to it. And start over. Take a deep breath. Breathe. Don't sit and think action your, I mean, don't sit and think action. Your thinking, get moving. Okay. Don't sit and think action. Your thinking, get moving. Okay. Action your thinking and get moving. Gotcha. Meditate. Okay. That's good. Just being still. Yes. Like I said, number one, cut that TV off. Because you sit there listening to the news, they're saying the same thing over and over and over and creating fear and panic and that's not what we're doing. We're at peace and we're happy and we're joyful and we're just like, and people are like, why are you so happy? Something wrong with you? I started decluttering and organizing my house. Perfect timing. If any of you are doing like detoxes right now, like for me, I was reading a book one time and it said the first thing before you do a detox is clean everything in your area that you're going to see because your total detox is starting with what you're seeing. So that's excellent, Angelique. She said, I'm decluttering and organizing. So you're decluttering and organizing, and now if you decide to do some type of detox or whatever, you've already started with part one, making videos with the kids. Love it. I've been seeing a lot of parents doing TikToks and stuff. I love the creativity that's coming out because the kids are so creative. When I bought my first hotel, my friend said it would never work. But owning over 10, I smile at the same negative people. That's what I'm talking about. Telling the, showing them, you don't tell them anything. You just show them with your actions. That's what I'm talking about. Congratulations. You went from buying your first hotel, and everybody said, oh, you're not going to make it. It's not going to work. And now you got 10. So you showed them better than you could tell them, as the old folks would say, right? Thank you so much, Tiger. You know what? Everything that I do is what God gives me. Each and every week, the show, in the beginning, this show started out, I did interviews. And I interviewed people who were living out their life purpose. And as they were living out their life purpose, it's like God gave me a vision. And he said that my guest and I were married. And my guest was Elizabeth. And so for those of who were just being dormant or just sitting on their gifts and just not doing anything, the Lord showed me people sitting on their hands. And he said, I've given them all these talents, these tools, these gifts and abilities, but they're not doing anything with it. He said, you and your guests, you're married. And so every time you come on the show, it makes their baby leap and it makes them want to do something. And then when the ones who are already in their purpose and doing what they're doing and watching, it's just putting that continual fire. It's like putting that kerosene on the fire each and every week. And so that's how I've been doing for the past 5 years. And then within the last couple of months, the Lord said, oh, no, now you're getting ready to shift into teaching. Now, I can't say that I won't go back to interviews, but what I do is what my father gives me to do. So even with the topics, each and every week, y'all, these topics are coming directly from him. He will surely put the right people on your path, yet on your walk. Yes, he will. You're a blessing to us all. Thank you, my sister. So, you know, God is just so faithful, and I just want to keep the people encouraged. And that was one of the things. I was like, well, Lord, what kind of topic are we going to do for this week? What are we doing? And this, that, and the other. And he was like, this week, y'all going to talk to each other. Y'all going to talk back. You're going to be interactive. And you're going to be that lifelike in the earth that I've called you to be. And you all are going to empower each other. And you're going for that person who, whether they're watching live or they go back and watch the recording, you are going to bring forth a fire that has been just kind of, what do you call it, kind of smoldered? But you're going to reinvoke the fire because live. Even in this time, it's time for you to live. So my declaration to each and every one of you is that in this place and in this space, that you allow God to just speak to you and just walk in everything he's calling you to do. So as you're cleaning your house, that you're just, you know, in a place of just like at peace and having joy. And when you finish cleaning your house, then you get to the place of he's directing you to do the next thing and the next thing. And before you know it, you're like, oh, I got a Fortune 500. You create your own table, okay? And invite others to that table. That's the hour that we're in, y'all. I don't know where that came from because I'm playing tonight. But like I said, whatever my father put on my heart to do, I share. And I'm just so encouraging. Y'all, thank y'all so much for sharing tonight. Y'all are, you know, the Lord said that that's what we're going to be doing, just encouraging each other, empowering each other, because you don't know where people are mentally. You know, for some people, you know, their jobs, and even with the kids, their school may have been the thing that impossible, but now they're home. Whoever, you're still God. So, you know, what do you have done? I mean, anybody else got anything to share? If you have a supporting partner, just focus and keep strong. Yes, yes. Amen. Yes. I mean, you know, so many people get caught up in, well, you know, yes, creating new opportunities. Yes. Because, you know, some people be like, well, you know, I'm single and I don't have anybody. Well, guess what? It's okay. Because you'd rather be by yourself than be just in something that God didn't tell you to be. Or routine. Yes, if you have children, it's imperative that you have a schedule if you want to stay sane. The kids got to stay on the schedule so you can stay sane. You know, doing a free Zoom with my children's book called A Learning Book Just For Me, Teaching Foundational English and Spanish. And that book we're looking at doing around Friday, noontime. Hey, my brother. Hey, everybody, you join. You're never alone. You have God. Yes, yes, Tiger. You're never alone. You have God. Welcome to the show, my girl. We got everybody a little bit everywhere. But we're just giving God praise for being able to use this time to love on each other, to stay creative, to stay alert, and just staying in a place of, I'm not going to feed into the negativity, but what I'm going to do is flow into what God is calling me to be. I'm going to cut off everything that don't belong to me, and I'm going to take on or put on what he said is already was mine. And you didn't really have to put it on. Okay, New York, I thought you were in New York. You didn't have to put it on because it's already in you. You just didn't know it, right? So, the prime time. This is prime time, y'all, okay? Prime time. I love it. He just gave me that. This is prime time for us to walk in everything that he's calling us to. So use this time wisely, y'all. Use this time. Get your house good and cleaned up. Get your projects finished up. Because there are some multi-million-dollar businesses that's growing in y'all. And you just let him be God and do it. Let him do his thing. Hey, Kiana. How y'all doing? Hey. Hey, Lady Sarah. So just do what you – just allow him to do what he do best. Amen. I've been telling people to use this time to get the instructions from God for the next. Amen, amen, and amen. Yes, use this time to get everything in place because after this, you're going to be busy. And go ahead and receive that. You're going to be busy, entrepreneurs. You're going to be busy, administrators. You're going to be busy, whoever, whatever. Whatever God is calling you to do, rest in this place. Use that creativity, get organized, and get ready for the move forth. You know, asking him and thanking him in advance and celebrating in advance where he's propelling you to and moving you to. And so, y'all, I tell y'all hear me say all the time, I get excited, so I'll be like, y'all, I'm cutting cartwheels in the spirit. God, I can't even tell you I can do a cartwheel right now, but but I feel like I'm doing some cartwheels in the spirit. So, thank y'all so much for all. Yes, it's time to create. Yes. Kiana, what you say? Time to hit the reset button because it's time to manifest all those dreams. Amen, amen, and amen. Remember when we close our eyes, we take nothing with us. Do just enjoy your life. Yes, enjoy your life. Not just to collect a paycheck. Enjoy your life. Yes. Hi, sister, love you. Yes, let's flow with the spirit. Think on good things, pure things, true things. Amen, Lady Sadler. Amen, amen. Through all devastation, God is still knocking on the doors of your heart. The question is, are you hearing him? Jesus says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. Hold on. Because every time it comes up, another one pops up in this place. I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. This is the time. This is your time to spend with Jesus and to really get to know him for who he is. The Lord knows what's going on in this world because it is not his. It is his, not man. So the Lord says, put your trust in me. Men have taken away from me and want the nation to answer to them. But who do men say that I am? Cousin girl, you don't preach the sermon. You better say that. Now, that's good, y'all. Y'all got to go back to that and read that post for yourself. Yes, we are going to be very busy. Yes. Stop and look in the mirror and see all the gifts God has in store for us. Yes. Look in the mirror and say, wow, look at all God has created. Wow, God, I thank you for the creation. Thank you for the lifelike that you created me to be. Thank you for this life. And I will not take it haphazardly. I will not mishandle it. I will not mishandle my gifts, but God, I will focus and walk, you know, in boldness and no understanding that I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. No longer doubting, right? No longer doubting. Oh, my goodness. I love it. Y'all are doing this. Yes, yes, and yes. So for those of you who are in online radio land, I am on Facebook Live. So you hear me reading some of the responses. And I'm loving it. And this is exactly what God showed me. So I'm so in awe, God, and so grateful to each and every one of you, because you don't know whether the person will come back and listen later or, you know, whatever. It's gonna still be the same impact for that person who's down. Time to let go of all the past and focus on the now and future. Tell those you love them, and begin to trust God in all he is doing right now for everyone. Amen. Thank you so much, Kiana. God is doing a reset in the households, the house of worships. Yes, all over the nation. We just got to listen to what God is doing, is saying to the church. Yes. Yes, God is speaking loud. Yes, he is. And he's helping us understand that he is in control. So no man, no place, no thing can be glorified in this hour. So we just give him glory, right? We don't glorify COVID-19 and anything else or anybody else. We just give him his due glory, right? So, y'all, I love y'all. Y'all are just so, y'all have encouraged me to encourage others. So, thank y'all for keeping the fire going. Thank y'all for being the lifelight that he's called you to be. And that's what the Lord told me to come tell y'all tonight, to remind you that you are the lifelights in the earth that he's calling you to be for this hour. So continue to stay positive. Continue to stay creative. Continue to live, not just exist. That's one of the things he said from the premise of this show from the very beginning. He said, tell the people that it's time to stop existing and live the life that I called them to. So with that said, no more existing, ladies and gentlemen. It's time to live. It's time to breathe. And so I just want you to just breathe in, now breathe out. It's time to breathe. Rest in him while you're in this place of a solitude, and understand that we're using this for our benefit. Amen, amen, and amen. Let's see here. Everyone needs all this right now. Good inspiration and encouragement. Amen, amen. God wants us to take a look at what's around us and appreciate the small things. Y'all know what? Just going to the grocery store is an appreciation, you know, in this hour. I know that last Monday, my uncle had surgery, and we were in the waiting room with him. And by the time our president came on TV, and by the time they put him in the room, they went from telling us one person at a time and the rest had to wait in the cars to, I mean, it was just that fast. Now it's you have to go drop them off, and only the person that's actually being seen, it can go in. And so everything has changed so drastically, but y'all, even in this, understanding, even during this time, that God is still God, and that you can still love and laugh and appreciate people. Let them know they appreciate. I appreciate it. I appreciate each and every one of you for taking the time to spend this last 45, 46 minutes with me. I can't believe it's already been that long. But thank you all for sharing, because you don't know what you've done for somebody else just for you sharing tonight. You know, the people that are going to go back and watch the Facebook Live later, or even the people who are going to go back and listen to the online radio show through Blog Talk. And for those of you who may not be able to watch, if you're still working and you can't watch the show and you want to go back and listen, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/onfireinspire and just click on Positivity for These Times, and you'll be able to hear the audio. But I'm telling you, you know, God is so faithful, and I appreciate each and every one of you. You are worthy. That's good. Live and stop existing. Yes. Glory to God. We're on fire to inspire someone else. Yes, we are, Angelique. God is good all the time. Yes, he is, Alicia. The breathing in and out was because Jesus is in your lifeline. Yes, my God, my God. I appreciate you. Love you so much. I appreciate you and love you so much too, Kiana. Yes, God is. Yes. Yes, he is. He is greater than any of this we see, any of this we've been through, anything. He's greater. And you are. You are worthy. You're awesome. Continue to walk in truth. Make this your time with him. He's giving everyone time to get it together. Ask him to heal us of all sin. Amen. Amen, Lady Sadler. Amen, amen, amen. I love the wisdom from the mothers. I tell you, I love it. I love it. Amen. Woo! Y'all are so full. Y'all just don't know. Y'all just don't know. I'm so appreciative. So appreciative of when God show you something and you be obedient and you just do it. And it turns out better than what you can even expect. And that's how he does it. Everything that when you walk in obedience, it's going to be better than you expect, because you may not understand it and you may not be comfortable with it. But in this hour, it's time to get comfortable. This is what the Lord told me, okay? He said it's time to get comfortable being uncomfortable. He told me that right before I released this show, and I was like, what? So get comfortable being uncomfortable, because now in this place of creativity, it's not going to be a place of comfort for you, because it's going to be uncharted waters. But understand, as you listen for his voice, that it's him, and you continue to just give him praise, and you continue to do as he directs you, and you continue to just live and flow and thank him and walk in love and show people what it is to have joy and to have peace, even in the midst of all this. You have joy, you have love, and you have peace on the inside of you. Amen. Anybody else have anything else to share? Wow, I love you guys. Y'all are so awesome. Y'all are so, so awesome. Well, I want to thank each and every one of you again for joining us tonight. I want to thank Red Rose Conquerors, my sponsors. Thank you so much for Red Rose Conquerors. You use them to learn how to effectively create a solid customer base and coaching. That is through travel ambassador and business coach Cornelia Brown. She's at 404-786-0873 right here out of Georgia. And then you have Infographics that does all of our graphics and photography. They're at infographics@gmail.com, and that's APHOGRAFX. You have Ultimately Unique You, Ultimately Unique You with Miss Angelise. She's our my stylist, y'all. So all my jewelry and stuff, she keeps me styled up with my jewelry and stuff, because, you know, she has unique pieces, whether it's purses. You know, all of when I go places, everybody's like, oh my goodness, I love your pieces. So y'all go look at Ultimately Unique You, and that's with Unique You, the letter U, on Instagram. And y'all, you go out there and make a purchase. And we have Vitiology. They did our jingle, and they also do infomercials, and you can find them at VAudioLogy. All of them have Facebook presences. Deidre Norvette, if y'all hear my song, the intro and outro song, Deidre Norvette is the singing voice of On Fire to Inspire, and she has an EP called This Is Me. Y'all go out and support my sister. The EP is only $4.99. You got three songs on there, and This Is Me is one of the songs that that I played the other week, because it was so pertinent for the time for that broadcast. And so, y'all go out and purchase that. It's on all your digital outlets. We have the 21-Day Mind Detox, my ebook. It's prayer time, y'all. So this time you take that page a day. It's $2.99 on all your digital outlets. It's called the 21-Day Mind Detox. Unique Expression by Design is your one-stop shop for business promotional products, custom promotional products, and corporate gifts, pens, mugs, T-shirts. And, y'all, she can even order disinfectant wipes and stuff for you. You can find her on Facebook at UEB Designs. You can go to her Facebook page up there, Unique Expression by Designs or UEB Designs. Also, if you want to detox and lose 5 pounds in 5 days, hit us up on bit.ly/onfire2live, on fire to live. And or you can email us at onfiretolive@gmail.com. We got a challenge going on, and so we're getting 5 new customers out there for the detox and stuff. So, y'all, I'm getting ready to do this detox, because while we're here in this place of solitude, it's time to, you know, cleanse and all that good stuff. So that's bit.ly/onfire, the number 2, live. Onfire 2, live. And then for those of you interested in the Wholesale Club, they actually have a $1 product, a $1 membership fee now through the end of the month. And if you're interested, email me at onfiretheinspire@gmail.com, and I'll get more information about that to you. But it's $1 instead of $19.99 for the year. It's $1. And if you're interested in being a member of the club or actually interested in just being a member of the club, it doesn't cost anything additional to actually sell their products as well. So email me on fiveinspire.com. I'll tell you more about that. And y'all go check out all my books on Amazon. You have On Fire to Inspire the book. That's where the show originated from. Everything that I've written, other than on the learning book just for me, a learning book just for me is a children's book teaching English and Spanish. And like I said, I'm planning to do a Zoom around noonday Friday. That's the tentative we're looking at doing that. And I'm going to be doing it for free. So if you have kids or whatever, I'll be posting that soon. And then, what else, y'all? All of the books have been inspired by God. There was nothing that I actually tried to do. Pad by the book, by my nightstand to start writing. I would write by the light of my phone, y'all. And so that one I did not try to write. That's on all of these are on Amazon and all of the digital outlets. But that one comes in paperback, ebook, and paperback, ebook, and a digital a CD. No, people don't do a whole lot of CDs anymore. And then finally, for those of you who have businesses and you're interested in being a sponsor of the show, email me on FridayInspire@gmail.com. It's only $50 for the entire month. That's a steal. I mention your business on the show each week for the entire month. And then I also share it on social media. So if you're interested in being a sponsor, email me on FridayInspire@gmail.com. And just put in your subject sponsor. Guys, I love you. You guys are the best, the mostest, as the kids say. You are worthy. You are loved. As that show said, you're important. And you are. You are an essential part to On Fire to Inspire. You're an essential part to the body of Christ. You are an essential part to the kingdom of God. You are essential to be who God has called you to be. Be the unique you. No more existing. It's time to live. Love you guys. Meet me back here next week, same time, same place. I am Aaliyah, Miss On Fire to Inspire. Love you guys. And y'all going to hear the outro song with Miss Deidre Norvette's voice.